Hello. I am Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. I know her.
So I've been going to this church for 10 years. About 10 years. 10 years now. I don't know. It's been a while. Let's see where to start. So last year around September, there were some things that happened. And it definitely, once it happened, grew me closer to God and my parents. Shout out to you guys. And I literally, not literally, but I thought my life was over. But I'm still here. Still here, living life to the fullest. But I definitely did struggle a lot after everything. And no.
Crying is acceptable. It's an acceptable behavior.
So it was really hard. And I told myself that the new year would be to grow into a person that I've always wanted to be, like more confident in myself, just everything like that. And my mom and like a lot of my family have been helping me like look for places to move out, because I want to be able to explore the world as an adult. But it's been really tough, because at the same time I want to leave, but at the same time I don't, because I've lived with my mom for
ever.
And every time that, like, when I was younger and I would go to my dad's for the weekend, yeah, I enjoyed hanging out with my dad, but it also felt like I was missing a part of me, because me and my mom are so alike that I was excited to leave because I'd have fun. I mean, I have fun with them, but when I'd get back, I would be so excited to get back because I would have a part of me back. So that's also like the hard part of moving out, that I mean, I can literally drive to the house when I move out, but it'll still be hard, like not being able to see her every night and like having dinner with her, because she's my mom and I love her. So I've been just telling myself since this year started that it's just going to be a new year for me to grow into a person that I've always wanted to be, and to step out of my comfort zone more and do things that I don't really like doing, hence talking in front of people. So thanks, Jenny, for texting me. So yeah, it's just, I'm ready to have this year be one of my best years, and to have the years continuing be the best ever, if that makes sense. The end.
Stay, don't move.
All right, oh my, sorry, I'm much louder than Zoe. All right, so I want to pray for Zoe. So get your behinds up here and let's pray for Zoe. Here's the deal. We go through hard times, and those hard times make us feel like our world is ending, but it's not. Joy comes in the morning. There's light at the end of the tunnel. God is with us through all the things that happen to us in life. And we're just going to pray for a new beginning for Zoe. We agree with Zoe that this is going to be a new beginning. This year is going to be a year of growth. It's going to be a year of challenge. It's going to be a year of new beginnings, of seeing herself as an entirely new person, because you, God, are in her, and you, God, made her the special way that you made her, unlike no other person. We just thank you, Lord, for healing in Zoe's life. We just thank you for renewed and refreshed relationship with you, God. We just thank you so much for Zoe. We thank you so much for her brightness and her cheer and her joy and just She's just a really, really amazing person to be around. She lights up the room, and we just thank you so much for that. We thank you for her calling and the vision to just drop into her. We thank you, Lord, for that little girl. That little girl knows that she can bloom, that she can grow up, and she can be an awesome part of this world, a light to the dark. We just thank you so much for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Nate, are you next? Nate so graciously said yes, and he said, I'm going to be a wreck all week, thanks. And I was like...
When she approached me last week, I knew she was on a mission from God. So, yep. So in the theme of the new beginnings... You know, we think about that more at the beginning of the year. And, you know, Pastor Dave taught us a while back about milestones in our life. And that, you know, we set a marker at a certain point so we can look back on the progress we've made. And we can do that at any point or at any event in our life. But a lot of us at the beginning of the year, that's a typical place to do it. So all of us had a first day of our life. All of us had a first day of our being born again. And we can look back on those and just see our growth from those points and the good times and the bad times we've been through. We begin each week by starting off by coming to church and getting us off on the right foot and fellowshipping and growing and learning together. We begin each month with communion at church to remind us what Jesus did for us and we're, you know, I guess just what, you know, what the standard is and what our goals should be. So we begin, you know, it pushes us to ask, how do we begin each day, like Jenny said. Christ, the Bible reminds us in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that we are new creation in Christ. And 2 Corinthians 4:16 says our inner self is being renewed daily. And Lamentations 3:23 says his compassions are new every morning. And I just thankful to God for people that will call me out of my box to do things I wouldn't normally do. It's the first time I've ever been in front of people, so. But.
Yeah. You'll be signed up on the list.
I was going to start off with a joke by asking you all to turn around so I could look at the back of your heads like I normally do.
You know,
you laughed. So anyway, our new beginnings can be every day, every year, every month, every week. And, you know, just don't take them for granted. Not everybody gets a new beginning. So use them wisely and don't be afraid of failing. We don't ever fail, we learn. And the next new beginning, we have more of us and more experience to go on from there. So my mom used to bug me and my wife both. She'd always say, one day at a time, one day at a time. And, you know, a lot of life has happened to us all in the last couple of years, and sometimes that's just what we do, is one day at a time and just go from there. And God's grace is sufficient for every day. So, all right.
Thank you, Nate. Good work. Good work. All right. Is it Jason next? What order did I have it in? Jason, where is he? Oh, he's doing important things, keeping us from evil. Nope, no forgetting here.
Oh, Paige wants you to go long. So just
long,
ramble.
Long?
Ramble.
I could go on for, yeah. Well, anyway. So a couple weeks ago, like everybody else has said, I got a message from Jenny asking me if we would speak about new beginnings. And I had a couple thoughts at first. I thought, one, am I worthy enough to even be up here talking about that? Because there's been so many people up here with so many lessons and sermons to give, and I didn't know if I had that to give. The second thing was she didn't ask me to turn in like a letter or anything to tell you what I'm talking about, so this could go rogue at any moment, but you have enough faith that you're going to let me go. So.
She's up there to tell.
That's why it's here. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. The third thought I had was, well, you know, I try every day to put my trust in God, and I've tried to do that better. And so I thought, well, if that's what I'm doing, then obviously I have to trust God that Jenny thinks I have something to say. So whether I do or not, I don't know. So like I mentioned, she wanted to talk about new beginnings. And to me, that's a pretty big topic, right? I mean, that could be your personal life, the congregation, whatever that is. So I did what I usually do about things I really don't know a ton about, is I went to my favorite source, which is YouTube, right? Because it's perfect. And let me ask this question of you guys. Is there anybody else out here besides myself that's YouTube certified in certain things? Okay, you know what I'm talking about then, right? So here's what I mean. So maybe you are and you just don't know it, but if you want to know something about detailing hacks of a vehicle, I'm YouTube certified in that. I've looked enough stuff up, I feel pretty comfortable in that. You want to know how to replace a cam sensor in a Grand Marquis? I'm certified. However, with the caveat of there's two of them, there's one at the top and one at the bottom, and I'm only certified in the top one because there's only one bolt. The bottom one, however, you got to take all kinds of stuff apart, and I can't do that. It's just not happening, all right? So I've only got certain certifications and certain things. So in my research of YouTube and in looking up new beginnings, I started to see that there's a lot of different opinions and a lot of different thoughts on this. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to go with my personal stuff because that's usually the best. So overall, as I think of this, my life has been very blessed my whole life. And I've had times where, I don't know, I wondered, things are crap. Is everything ever going to get better? Is my job ever going to get better? Is my relationships ever going to get better? So it hasn't been perfect, but in the grand scheme of things, it's been very blessed. And so as I continued to think about this, I was trying to find that one moment, like in my life, where like lightning struck and something hit me or whatever, and God says to me, you know, get with the program, Hughie, put your trust in me, and let's go. And unfortunately, I couldn't come up with that like lightning strike or that bring to my knees type thing. So I continue to think about this. And as I thought about this, it dawned on me, or I should say God put it in my head, and much like the other people have already said, thankfully, so I'm not the only one, every day is a new beginning. Every time I wake up, every time I open my eyes, it's a new beginning. This new beginning can be a lot of different things. It could be a better spouse, it could be a better parent, it could be a better grandparent, a better exercise plan, a better diet, a better leadership. But the best part of it all is your relationship with God every single day. And for a long time, I struggled with God. And thankfully, by coming here, that has changed. And this is, I don't know how Pastor Dave does it or anybody else for that matter, but I could go on like 20 different tangents right now. And we'd be here for hours. But anyway, so I'm trying to stick to this, so give me some slack. Yeah, I could go down all kinds. Like, even writing this was hard, because I'm like, well, I really like to talk about this. I'd like to talk about this. Jenny's only giving me 5 minutes, so I got to do this. So So,
preach, Jason.
I'd like to say that every day is perfect, and every day I think I'm going to be better at this or I'm going to be better at that. But, you know, I'm not going to lie. It's not. I fail. Days here, days there. And I think we all do at times. And, or we may not, we compromise. So I was listening to Joyce Myers the other day, and she was preaching about kind of new beginnings and those types of things. And she said that the Lord told her to quit her job and pastor full time, which she sat down, did her finances, realized, hey, I'll have like $40 left to live on if I do this, right? So she compromises with God and gets a part-time job instead of quitting her job. So, you know, we tend to compromise sometimes. Obviously, she ended up doing great things. But I can say, without a doubt, that I trust him more and more every day. And I trust that every day he has a plan for me, and that each day is a new beginning to improve myself. And he forgives me every single day for the failures that I have. So to round this all out, because like I said, I could go forever. And it's been said, that Nate just said it, that you need to embrace every single day, and that every single day is a new beginning. And take advantage of that day and your commitment to God every single day. Okay, I'm done because I can go for that.
You're done.
Thanks.
We'll give you a whole service one of these days. How's that sound? Oh, man, I was thinking about it. He probably hurt me. All right, Paige. Paige, I asked Paige. And Paige was like, let me think about that. Yeah. Paige is the only one that gave me any push, and I like it. And then I said, Paige, I think you have things to say. And she was like, I have things to say, just not in front of everyone.
We can do a small group, all get together. I'll meet over here. We'll come and hang out.
So she was my pushback girl. That's all right.
It was just like, I just, you know, I needed to.
She needed to pray about it. That's the Christian way.
I've been here for a long time.
She knows the words that she needs to say. Paige, I used to babysit for Paige.
I know. I don't know. Every time.
Every time. I have to tell you guys every time. I used to babysit for Paige.
She did.
She swam. I had to take her to swimming. And then I swam because Paige swam.
Yeah.
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 I like babysitting for Paige. Yeah,
I
babysat you a couple months ago, right?
Did you babysit me?
No, I'm
sure.
So
I was like, we can hang out.
Oh, I'm just teasing.
I'm so nervous. I love talking, but not in front of people. So that's really fun. And, you know, my brother has such a gift. He can get up here and just really talk to people. And that's not, that is not so much my gift, I would have to say. Jenny did ask if anybody, you know, asked if I would do this, and I was like, I will pray about it, Jenny, knowing that I'm like, oh, she's never gonna leave me alone, so if I don't do it now, I will have to do it again, and she will keep asking me, so I'm like, well, I might as well just do it. So to piggyback on like what Jason said about new beginnings, and I get really nervous up here. I know all of you guys like so well too, and it's like, I don't know why I'm so nervous.
I get nervous too.
Do you? I'm like, how do you do this every week? So I'm really sorry. Okay, but to, you know, piggyback on what Jason said about the new beginnings every day. And that's something that I think God has been working on, not only like just in my life. And the new beginnings every day, and sometimes it's not even every day. Sometimes it's every moment. And it's every time that I'm like, wow, I did that really wrong, and I need to do that better next time. And saying, you know what, stopping, asking for forgiveness, and saying, I'm going to do better next time. And that next time might be the next minute. And it's getting there and saying, okay, like, here I am, I'm going to do better. And I think I'm reminded, and something I'm really comfortable with is talking about my job. But it's starting little. I had a patient just the other day, and he told me, he's like, comes in for, I do physical therapy, if anybody doesn't know. And he comes in, and I'm not doing my exercises, so you're not going to make me. He's, you know, 90-some years old. He's like, I'm not doing them. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. That's okay. So we do our whole session, and I'm like, you know, and he really just wants to walk more. He wants to be able to walk better, get stronger. And so I'm like, okay, well, what's one thing that you can do before you come in? I'm not asking you to do your exercises, but what's one thing you can do? I said, what if we just get your walker out of the closet? Well, I could do that. Okay, well, let's get your walker out of the closet. He's like, well, I guess I could probably, you know, walk in the hallway once. I said, you can walk in the hallway one time? He's like, yeah, I could do that before next week. And I said, okay, let's do that. I want you to just make a promise, or not even make a promise, but you know what? Let's try that. Let's try that. Before you come in next week, I want you to walk in the hallway one time. He's like, I think I can do that. So in my head, I'm thinking, hey, if he's going to walk in the hallway one time, I bet you he's going to walk in the hallway more than once. He's going to have his walker out in front of there. He's going to be like, hey, I can do this. And I think about that new beginnings, and sometimes we think it has to be all or nothing when we start. When we start a diet, when we start, you know, when we become a Christian and we're this new creation, we have to do it all perfect right away. Well, if we did it all perfect, we wouldn't have needed the Bible, because there would have been any stories to tell, because everybody would have just gotten saved and done it perfect. But we cannot do it perfect. And so that's why we have the Bible, and we have Jesus's life to look at, and how we're supposed to live, and how we're supposed to, you know, live our daily lives and treat each other, and how God is, you know, with us through that all. And so, you know, with starting a new diet, or, you know, we talk about these new beginnings, and we want to do kind of like an all or nothing thing, but sometimes it's just taking that first step with that new beginning and saying, hey, I'm going to do this first step. And I know in our family, we started doing devotionals at night, and everyone in my family loves it. Back row, what do you think? And do we do it every day? No, because we are not perfect. And we don't even eat dinner together every day. But it's those little things that you can do every day. And it doesn't have to be perfect every day. But just like my 90-year-old patient, he wasn't going to do his exercises every day, but if he started and doing one thing, what is that next thing going to be? What is he going to be like in a year from now, where he's, or 2 weeks from now, where he's stronger, where he can walk better, where he can walk further? You know, don't just look at your day to day and say, where's my new beginning at? I'm going to start. I'm going to keep working at it slowly. And I said absolutely nothing from my notes, so that's exciting. I guess, you know, I don't know if I have anything else to say, but I'll just stop then. You know, when you're thinking of this new year and this new beginning, no one's going to be perfect at it, and that's why we need Jesus, and we need to get closer to him. And one thing that I didn't know is that I was reading through stuff, and, you know, I remember, like, draw near to God, and he draws near to you. And one thing is, I also feel like God is always there, and I need to draw near to him, because he's always been there. He's constant. He's faithful. He's there, and I need to draw into him, because drawing into him, this wasn't my notes, but you become like the people you hang out with. And if I want to become more like Jesus, I need to hang out more with him. And by doing that, I think these new beginnings, and you'll be able to find out the things that God really wants you to work on, and you're not going to be perfect at it. But it's going to be something that just one step at a time. So a new beginning, but also just one step at a time. So there we go. I'm done.
Good work. I never read my notes either. It's a whole thing. I was reading the other day, and I've also been, you know, trying to do my devotional, you know, read more, and talking about like, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. Like, when we become a new creation in Christ, he is in us, right? The Holy Spirit is within us. And you know, a lot of times, like, we talk about, like, taking care of yourself and this or the next thing, which we really need to do, because if we don't love ourselves, we can't love others. But we have to remember, like, Christ is in us, right? So if we, like, really think about that, then if we're getting in touch with our inner selves. Who's in there? It's Jesus. So while we're maybe being a little introspective or thinking about things like that, like the new beginnings, God is within us and we shall not fail. We have all of the things within us, within our circle of life, and God is within us. And when we draw near to him, I think that he's already with us, right? So like, I think we just can hear him better. Because he drew near to us, and now we just need to like, okay, all right, yep, that's it, yep.